Good morning, dear listeners. James here. Just a very quick one as I just start putting things away. We're having a tidy up on Saturday because we've got a friend of mine coming, the best man at my wedding, and I was the best man at his wedding last year. It's been quite a stressful morning, not least because of the amount of to do. I've got some Christmas wrapping paper that needs to go somewhere. Because it's long and thin, it doesn't tend to fit in many cupboards and drawers and things, so I don't know what to do with it. Of course, we won't be able to find it next year. So we'll buy some more. Isn't that always the way? Yes, it's... We're applying for passports at the moment, and I don't know what it is about British bureaucracy, but... And I don't know whether it's the same across the world, but clerical errors are just endemic. I don't know why. Because, you know, most things are quite simple. I guess it's all to do with the people and attention to detail, isn't it? We had a letter back saying there's a bit missing from Christopher's passport application. And of course we sent all the passport applications to get off together. And so why there should be something missing from one of the passport applications is completely beyond me. But it turns out that when Beth rang up the person, they said, well, one of them went one direction, another one went another direction. Of course they split up and there's only one copy of the supporting documents. And so when you get your supporting documents back again, you have to send them to the other place to be with the other application. And that's just ridiculous, honestly. And it wasn't a really sorry for the trouble or, I wonder if we can do this better. It's just like, there you go. That's your situation. Deal with it. And of course, it's ever so stressful because every week that goes by, you're getting closer to the trip you're taking. Fortunately, there's not a mad rush and stuff because otherwise it would be a nightmare. But utterly, completely and totally out of control, our control. And I've heard about stories of visa applications and you know, even tax returns and things, and how things can go wrong because people don't look at things correctly or stuff goes missing, or you know what I mean? It's very frustrating. And I'm wondering if there's a way, because no, that's right, that's what I was thinking earlier. I was wondering if there is a way of, first off, quantifying how much stress is caused by bureaucratic mistakes. Because I wonder if the whole mood of the nation can be brought up by removing so much of the red tape. You know, it makes for a happier country when people don't have to jump through hoops and things like that. And it makes for a happier working environment. And I'm wondering if that is what it is to be truly British. Just suffering constantly with people with clipboards or dealing with mistakes that people make because of attention to detail issues. I don't know what it is. Is it a cultural thing? Is it the same around the world? I really don't know. But on a brighter note, we can certainly get a view of what happens in other countries in Europe, because this evening is Eurovision. I am very much looking forward to it. The second semi-final was fantastic. And I don't know if you've been listening to Thoroughly Good's audio booze about his experiences there. Very amusing in his very individual way, even managing to ask a question at the Blue press conference. Do have a listen to his audio booze if you fancy a bit of a giggle. Some of them are quite long. I especially enjoyed the inter-song commentary of the second semi-final. But I can't believe he's coming home before the actual event itself. My goodness. But I can tell you, for one thing, going to see Eurovision is definitely on the things I want to do in my life. So, yeah, maybe we'll have a party. But for tonight, it's fairly low-key, small-scale thing. My mate John's coming over, as I said, although he's not a big fan of Eurovision, but we're just going to be suffering. He's going to have to suffer it, I'm afraid. It's just the way it goes. We'll probably have some drinks and some laughs with it. And let's face it, when there's Jedward to have a giggle at, it just makes it all worthwhile. Does it make it all worthwhile? You kind of wonder if it's going to be in Ireland this year. Next year, rather. There are some really good contenders. I reckon Blue may be top 10. They're certainly not going to be 0 points. Still, I don't think it's a particularly strong song, certainly compared to the others. And the end, I mean, they perform it beautifully. I mean, compared to some of the other performances, we were off key, and I've been having problems with the sound production anyway. But they're from what I can hear, they certainly know how to sing, and they've been certainly practicing quite a lot, which is what one would expect, and taking it seriously. So that's this evening's entertainment planned. Between now and then, who knows what? Might drag John for some geocaching. And with that, I better get on with some tidying. I'll speak to you later. Bye. I realise now that I referred to Thoroughly Good as Rather Good, who's something entirely different. thoroughly good. That's what I meant. If I did say rather good, I meant thoroughly good. Too many goods. Too many good people. More later.